This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we're back here with Sean Maloney. He is the owner of RetireWise, and I am so excited to have him back on the show today to talk about one of his articles of expertise, and it's titled The Financial Planning and Well-Being, A Path to Secure and Fulfilling Future. So I absolutely love that and love the fact that he's going to be able to talk to us about, you know, the link between having a good financial plan in place and your overall well-being. I know that I myself have had time during my life's journey that has been really stressful due to finances. And I think we all know that finances, you know, it's the leading cause of divorce. It's the number one stressor in many lives. So very happy to have you back on, Sean, to talk about this very important topic. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me back. It's an honor to be back.
Yeah, well, so this was a great topic. You know, I hadn't really thought about having a financial planner, you know, talk to us about this. And so I'm so glad that you have written this article and that you're willing to come back on and share some of your expertise in this area.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. You know, it's like you mentioned, it's a big stressor for a lot of people. You know, we live in a kind of a crazy world, and finances ends up being a big stressor for a lot of people. And, you know, having the right plan in place helps out. And, you know, whether it's, whether you're younger in life, whether you're seasoned and about to retire, you know, having the right ins and outs and a plan will kind of take away some of the mystery and demystify some of it a little bit and reduce some of that stress. You know, you mentioned, it being one of the top stressors. There's a study out there that was done by a major firm that, you know, 58% of people said finances was one of their major stresses or top causes of stresses. And another 86% of people said that, their mental health issues were made worse by thinking about stress. So you add different stresses in your life and you throw finances on top of it, it just compounds it. Absolutely. So, you know, you can't control what you can't control, but we like to think that, you know, with the finances side, at least you can put a wrapper on it and, plan for it a little bit. It can definitely have an impact on your overall well-being.
Yeah. Well, and stress is just, I mean, it does horrible things to your body. People's bodies react in horrible ways to stress in everyday life. And with finances being one of the top contributors of stress, did you say 86%? We're saying that stress, what was that study?
Yeah. 86% of people said that their mental health issues were made worse by thinking about money. So they take your normal everyday life stresses and, you know, any issues that they were dealing with, and then you throw money on top of it. 86% of them said that made a significant impact and made it worse.
Yeah. Well, in my own experience, you know, I was an elementary school teacher for 19 years and then went through a divorce and knew I needed to make more money and went into medical sales for a little while and had loved that increase in salary, but then COVID hit we were trade show based. And so literally business came to a screeching halt. And that was the most stressful time of my life. You know, it was it was absolutely horrific. And the anxiety that comes with that, it makes your mental health wise, it makes it so much worse when money is an issue, especially, you know, when for 19 years, even though you don't make much money as a teacher, that's very steady and very consistent income. And then to go to a high paying commissions job, you know, but that it's all, you know, commissions based, and then to go to nothing. You know, it was I had never really struggled with anxiety until that. And it was all money related. It was, I mean, very much money related. So I'd love to, you know, I love that you wrote this article and that you, you know, talk about the link between, you know, financial planning and your overall well-being, you know, and can you tell us a little bit about, you know, how having a financial plan in place helps with your overall well-being?
Yeah, most definitely. You know, we work with a lot of people and, you know, when you dig into finances and they talk about what their needs are and what they're doing in life, you know, you tend to get to know your customers pretty well. And you end up almost being, you hear a lot and you end up almost being a mini counselor at the same time because you're hearing a lot of stuff, right? And obviously you want to try to help them as much as possible. But there really is a link between the financial well-being, you know, and the aspects that we can control, or link between financial planning and your overall well-being. And I like to start, the first thing I like to start with is that the faith and family aspect around finances, right? The first thing you want to do, no matter what your background is, aligning your values to your financial goals and, you know, being good stewards of your money, but aligning your values to your goals and how what you're doing with that, with your money. If that's out of a line, you know, then there's some natural stress there, right? And that's something that you're going to, whether you're an individual, whether you're a family or a couple, you're going to talk about that together to figure out, you know, what your values are and where you're spending your money, whether that's what you're spending or who you're giving money to and charities, those kind of things. So I always like to start with faith and finances and make sure those are aligned. And then the family aspect of that, you know, really goes into the legacy planning and estate planning as well, is when you're no longer, you know, of this world and you want to leave things on to, you know, your family, you can make for a smooth transition, you know, for your family and make that a little less stressful. So that's down the road. That's kind of more their well-being, but it gives you peace of mind that you have it taken care of. Right.
Yeah, I do love that you have that. You know, that was a whole section of the article, faith, family, and finances. And like anything in life, if it's out of alignment, you know, everything seems, you know, it messes everything else up. It affects That's all right. aspects of your life. If one area of your life is not in alignment, then, you know, the rest of your life doesn't seem to quite fit either. I appreciate you hitting on that point.
Yeah. You know, in some of the other areas, you know, when you step beyond the faith and finances, when you look at the link between finances and well-being, we talked about the stresses earlier. So, you know, the reduced stress aspect, if you can significantly or reduce the financial worries and reduce that stress, you know, that just relieves one stress out of the family, out of your mind. So having a financial plan where you have a roadmap, right? If you are going somewhere and you don't have Google Maps or Waze up and you don't know where you're going, it's a little more stressful, right?
That's a great analogy, by the way.
You know, you're arguing in the car because, you know, you're going the wrong way. But you have a plan, then it's a little more smooth sailing. You might hit some traffic along the way, but you have a plan and you don't have as much anxiety about it, right? So let's do the same thing with finances. Let's have a plan. Doesn't matter how much money or how little you have, you still can have a plan. But let's take that off the table and reduce some of that anxiety, right? That automatically, to me, leads to the improved relationship parts of it, right? Financial disagreements are, as you mentioned earlier, a huge cause of arguments in our relationships. So open communication about finances just foster healthier relationships, right? If you're open and honest about your finances, oh, and by the way, if you have a plan and you worked on it together, then you can communicate about it better, right? So just kind of a natural progression to help some of that, you know, ease some of the tension. And then that really blends right into we talked about the stat about mental health, you know, and it, being able to achieve your financial goals. What happens when you achieve something? That's an accomplishment. That's a mini win, right? That automatically boosts our confidence in ourselves, our self-esteem, and we feel better about ourselves. So those mini wins, you know, I talk about with some people about like debt management and the method to go about debt management. The method I always recommend is a way that gives you those mini wins, because if you get mini wins, that keeps you motivated to keep going. So that kind of ties in with the you know, the mental health aspects of it. But you kind of see it's kind of wrapping all together where it's all intertwined, you know, and if you plan it out right, not to say there's not going to be bumps in the road, but it just helps make that smooth out a little bit. You know, life's full of different transitions. And if you have some planning and you have a way to smooth out those transitions, whether it's, you know, you're starting a family, you're planning for college, you're planning a wedding, or you're entering into retirement, you're planning for that. You know, if you plan ahead, if you can't imagine, I'm a kind of a planner, but if you plan ahead, it can help through those transitions. Again, you know, not to add extra stress onto the pile. And really through all that, to me, that kind of gives you some empowerment and control, right? Financial knowledge, take control of your finances. It gives you the ability to make informed decisions. You know, what I love to do is educate people about finances and ways to improve their finances. And of course, we specialize in retirement planning. It is the education along the way, because if you're knowledgeable and you're educated, you feel more empowered, you feel better about yourself. And that kind of goes back into the, you know, the enhanced self-esteem and boost.
Yeah. Well, a couple of things I would love to circle back and touch on out of the things you just said. Number one, I love the analogy that you said about, you know, if you're just, you know, jumping in the car, you know, heading somewhere and you don't really know where you're going, how stressful that would be. But if you have a roadmap and you have GPS, you know, and like the being in the improved relationships piece, you know, like if you guys both, that's like if you both have the same destination, you know, you have right. The same map that, and you're following the same map, that can be a strengthening, you know, of relationships versus, you know, being a stressor of relationships and being detrimental to relationships with finances. You know, you have the same destination, have the same map and same route to get there, you know, versus, because it's not all about the destination. It's about the journey there too, you know, and that you're on the same page and that you're making the same turns and you're taking the same routes and detours, you know, that life throws at you. And then something else I really love that you mentioned is, you know, we talked about the mental health aspect and the anxiety that it causes. I love that you talked also not just about wealth management, but debt management, you know, because there are so many people that are in debt and that, or they don't feel like they need a financial planner because they don't have much extra money, you know, right. That they're paycheck to paycheck or close to it. And they don't have a whole lot. They don't feel like they have enough to need, you know, a retirement consultant because they don't feel like they have enough to be really coming up with a retirement plan. I love that you not only, you know, help individuals that do have that excess in funds, but also those that need help with their debt management, you know, and because that is huge. And you talked about the small wins and it making you feel better about yourself and it helping. And I think that is going to give a lot of hope to a lot of people to know not only can you seek out counsel from someone like yourself, you know, if you are looking to manage your wealth and legacy and things you're going to leave behind, you know, but how do I get out of this mess that I'm in, you know, like, how can I improve my situation currently? And so I just wanted to, you know, touch on those two things, because those really were resonating with me for people that might not think that this podcast is, you know, relevant to them, you know, because they don't have those funds, but it is, it's relevant to everyone. We all have money. We all are getting money of some sort. We all have to do some things with that. It's a society that revolves around money. So, so we all need some guidance and help in those areas, regardless of your financial status. So in conclusion, is there anything else that I think this has been a really great episode. Is there anything else that you'd like to touch on with it?
Yeah, you know, I appreciate you saying we did, as far as, you know, we, before we ever start working with people on retirement planning, you start with the one-on-ones, and I encourage everybody to start with the one-on-ones, you know, the finances one-on-one, your plans, you know, before you move on to the next phase. And that ultimately will help, you know, ease the stresses that we've just talked about here. You know, and you're right. It doesn't matter how much money you have or how much you don't have. You know, you can start with a plan, and we'd be honored to. We help everybody in that aspect. In fact, even the people that have, you know, a decent amount of money, we always start with the one-on-ones, because some of those people don't know how to manage it. and they get themselves derailed, and that causes stress as well. So we're just here to help, you know, no matter what background you come from.
Absolutely. Yeah. Especially having had gone through the pandemic, I think there are just a lot of people that have had, you know, career changes, and, you know, they're, they may have had an original plan in place, and they haven't, you know, adjusted that or had it, you know, reevaluated or, you know, looked at again, or so I love that you offer the one-on-ones and get to know your clients. I highly encourage any of you who are listening to reach out to Sean, reach out to RetireWise, and schedule that one-on-one so that you can get on a plan to success. Well, to start wrapping things up, you know, I loved your analogy about the GPS. That was phenomenal. And now you have another great analogy that kind of concludes all of this together. Do you want to share that with us?
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of a sports guy. So, you know, just as a football team or any kind of team, sports team strategizes, you know, to figure out how they're going to achieve victory, you know, a full holistic approach to financial planning for success in the game of life. You need that financial plan and financial plan and well-being intertwined together. It's a cooperative relationship, and it's a comprehensive plan. Not only gives you the financial security, but it contributes to reduce stress and an overall well-being for you and your family.
Well, wow. We'll just end it on that. That was a fabulous conclusion. I'll take it. Well, let me just thank you again, Sean. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on for the second of many episodes with the Good Neighbor Podcast. So I appreciate you sharing your expertise with our listeners, and I can't wait to see what your next topic is going to be. So thanks so much for being here. Absolutely. Well, that's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com, or call 470-946-7007.